God's judgment on Jeroboam. Toward the close of a troubled reign of 22 years, Jeroboam met with disastrous defeat in a war with Abijah, the successor of Rehoboam. Neither did Jeroboam recover strength again in the days of Abijah, and the Lord struck him, and he died. The apostasy introduced during Jeroboam's reign finally resulted in the utter ruin of the kingdom of Israel. Even before the death of Jeroboam, Ahijah, the aged prophet who many years before had predicted the elevation of Jeroboam to the throne, declared, "The Lord shall root up Israel out of this good land, and shall give Israel up because of the sins of Jeroboam, who did sin, and who made Israel to sin." Yet the Lord did all he could to lead Israel back to allegiance to him. Through long, dark years when ruler after ruler stood up in bold defiance of heaven, God sent message after message to his backslidden people. Through his prophets he gave them every opportunity to return to him. Elijah and Elisha were to live in labor, and the tender appeals of Hosea, Amos, and Obadiah were to be heard in the land. Never was the kingdom of Israel left without noble witnesses to the mighty power of God to save from sin. Through these faithful ones, the eternal purpose of Jehovah was finally to be fulfilled.